Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brian with Applied Fitness, and this is another episode of the Fitness Success After 40, the science and art of living an amazing life. And I wanted to send this podcast to today because I wanted to talk to you about something that doesn't get enough attention, I think, and we're going to break that down now. And this is going to be 10 reasons why you should be, I dare say, need to be strength training if you're over the age of 40. And these 10 reasons, it was actually hard, honestly, to break it down. So I was doing research for the show. I came up with the first list was like 33 or 34 reasons, positive benefits for strength training. Training over the age of 40, and just the many benefits, the multitude of benefits. But I didn't want to go on and ramble, so I broke it down to 10, and it actually made me get even more super focused. So let's talk about the 10. All right, so number one, first off, is it slows the aging process. And that's super, super important because, you know, as we age, obviously the strength training is the only thing that can slow the aging process. And what I mean by that is sarcopenia, which happens as we age, that's literally muscle wasting. And osteopenia, osteoporosis, which is literally bone wasting, those two things can only be counteracted through strength training. Cardiovascular doesn't do it, other forms of exercise doesn't do it, but strength training does. So that's super, super important. And it reverses the aging process because it helps keep you stronger, which is obvious, but that allows you to live that quality of life, whether that's playing sport or just doing activities around the house or just having the strength to play with your children and your grandchildren. All those things can only be improved through strength training. All right, number two, is resistance training is the only thing, and again, only thing that is known to ignite your metabolism. Now, you know, again, cardiovascular is great for the heart, great for the lungs. Certainly has its benefits. We love doing cardio, but more importantly, if you really want to burn fat, drop inches, drop weight, really strength training is where it's at, because the strength training is what ignites and keeps your metabolism elevated. And by doing that, you burn more calories throughout the day, you look toned, you look leaner, and you have more energy, all because of strength training. All right, number three is strength training improves balance and coordination, which again, so, so important. We take those things for granted when we're younger, but as we age, we realize that balance, coordination are so important. And again, those can only be improved through strength training. All right, next one is it lowers blood pressure and your risk factors for heart disease, diabetes, a lot of different metabolic syndrome issues, that all those can be lowered through strength training. Because what it does is it lowers your LDL, which is your bad cholesterol, and it raises your HDL, which is your good cholesterol. So all those obviously help with heart disease prevention and diabetes prevention. All right, next is it helps with depression and anxiety. And I don't know about you, and we actually have a saying that, you know, you're one workout away. And sometimes I say that jokingly, that's one workout away from a better mood. So working out and strength training actually helps with depression and anxiety, because it's very easy to see success in strength training. You know, like if you do 5 pounds this week, in a few weeks you do a little bit more, you see that progression. And although it doesn't seem like much, that psychologically kind of gives you energy, and it gives you positive self-reassurance, it gives you confidence, it gives you all that thing. So it kind of helps with the endorphin rush to overcome the feel good endorphins, the feel good hormones. All right, next is obviously it improves appearance. Now, you know, obviously again, you know, cardiovascular is great, but there's really not going to be any toning or leanness to cardiovascular. You know, like when you could run 10 miles and your body's going to kind of stay the same. Where strength training, you do that for a couple months, you start to see muscles. Obviously, you start to see definition, you start to see tight, toned, and trim tummy, you start to see sculpted thighs and legs, you see toned arms and shoulders. All those things can only be achieved through strength training. It can't be through other modalities. And lastly, is we want to talk about how it actually can help certain things like Parkinson's disease, osteoarthritis disease, all those things, cognitive impairment, all those things, again, are things that we don't think about when we're younger. But as we age, those things start to happen, start to slip in into our lifestyle. So strength training can kind of help counteract those things. So again, that's 10 reasons that if you're not strength training, you should be. And if you don't have to go all out. I mean, even twice a week, three times a week, start slow and progress slowly. But just make sure you're doing some form of whole body strength training, that you're training your big major muscle groups, that you're doing that a few to three times a week. And you will see those, you will experience those benefits. And like I said, there's nothing better than being able to have that strength, ability, mobility, flexibility, coordination, balance to do the things that you want. So I'm Brian with Applied Fitness. I hope that helps. Talk to you soon.